Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel, according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the fun things about sermon writing is you never quite know where you're going to end up at the end. The direction can change at almost any moment. For example, you may have seen in your handout in your bulletin that the psalm for this week is Psalm 23, and I figured we don't really need that. You know, we all know that psalm. It's kind of lost a little bit of meaning. It's a little hokey. But by the time Thursday rolled around, I realized it's very important that we all read that together. So if you wouldn't mind, it's found on the second page of this Celebrate insert, and I would love if we could read it together just now. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. You restore my soul, O Lord, and guide me along right pathways for your name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." I'm very fond of this psalm. Part of it comes from a new familiarity. Last year when I was on internship, we read it a lot, whether it was at the bedside of people who were in the hospital, with those who were experiencing grief, or at every single memorial service. It is very comforting for many people to hear of God as our shepherd, our leader, our guide, our caretaker. And this comfort, I think, carries over to our gospel for today. Jesus, as the good shepherd, protects us, heals us, saves us, loves us. And when Jesus says, "I know my own, and my own know me," it's a lovely way to illustrate Christians' relationship with Jesus. Jesus leads, we follow. But are we the only ones who follow? Sometimes this passage is used as kind of an exclusivist view of Christianity. And so I wonder, are we the only ones who hear Jesus' voice and follow? On this Earth Day, today, perhaps we can widen what Jesus considers to be his flock. What if we consider Jesus to be the metaphorical shepherd of actual sheep, or the shepherd of green meadows and still waters, the shepherd of stars and sun and moon, the shepherd of all creation, of every single thing that God has made. After all, we hear in the Psalms that all creation praises God. Throughout our scriptures, we hear how all creation worships God. Sure, it might be a little difficult to put non-humans in this category of Jesus followers. After all, I mean, humans are on a little different level, right? We've been given dominion over the earth and everything on it. Church language often uses phrases like stewards or co-creators to describe our relationship with creation. But if we were to be truly honest, we might want to use the phrase hired hands. We have not been good shepherds or stewards or co-creators. We do not usually make any sort of sacrifice for non-human creatures. The hired hand abandons the sheep as soon as it is no longer in their best interest to protect them. I think of how I get up here every week. I drive. I could take public transit, but it would take a whole extra half an hour. If I can't even give up a half hour for creation, will I give up my life? We always put other species' needs second to our own comfort or progress or well-being. And now the earth is a wounded creature in need of the care of a good shepherd. I think again how I've heard the 23rd Psalm mostly at memorial services or read at the bedside of those who are suffering or dying. And I can't help but imagine hearing all of creation reciting this psalm. To hear endangered species losing their habitats praying, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." To think of oil-covered otters, ducks, and fish say, "The Lord is my shepherd, he leads me beside still waters." To think of melting glaciers saying, "The Lord is my shepherd, he restores my soul." Thinking of the last two white rhinos and all the other almost extinct species saying, "The Lord is my shepherd, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil." To think of flat-topped mountains saying, "The Lord is my shepherd, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Plants and animals in severe droughts due to climate change saying, "The Lord is my shepherd, my cup overflows." As the whole wounded planet says together, "The Lord is my shepherd, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." It is heartbreaking to think of all the ways that creation is crying out to remember endangered and extinct species, and the powerful wolves of systems and global corporations and our own inaction can drive us to despair. But then I think of all the memorial services in which I've heard this psalm read, and even there we proclaim the good news of Jesus' defeat of death, that God is present with us in darkness and will never abandon us. God's redeeming power is for us and for all creation. Through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, he has brought healing and salvation to all the earth, including us. There's an invitation for us here. We have been hired hands for so long, but now we are called to be sheep, fellow created beings. We are being brought into this fold too, with trees and mountains and wolves and lambs, not saved from this world, but with it, as we begin to learn to share our common home, as we make choices about what we eat and how much we buy, how we get around, what we throw away. We can remember our fellow sheep also looking to their good shepherd, their leader, their guide, their caretaker, also praying for healing and salvation, also looking for a sign of God's love. God is redeeming this whole universe. As all hear how God is calling them and begin to follow Jesus, the cosmic Good Shepherd, working through us and all other creatures to restore and reconcile all things, until that day when goodness and mercy will follow us, all of us, all the days of our lives. Thanks be to God.